I'm going to invite some of our men, some of our elders to come and prepare to serve communion. We get to break bread together. This is our opportunity. This is our privilege and honor to, together as a body of believers who have pledged their allegiance to King Jesus, for us to say, this is what it's all about. It always, all, only comes back to this, that I'm a sinner. I got nothing to offer. Jesus had to die on a cross to pay my price. His body was broken. His blood was poured out on that cross because that's what I deserve. He was the Lamb of God who takes away my sin. He stood in my place. He took the punishment I deserve. And he gladly takes that as we offer it. Jesus, would you take my sin? Would you forgive me? He says, yes, and I will clothe you in my perfect righteousness. I will make you perfect so that you can stand before the Father, clothed in my righteousness. And he looks at you and he sees not you and your filth, your sin. That's washed. That's cast as far as the east is from the west. That is remembered no more. He looks at you and says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. You have done everything well. Not because I've done it, because I'm clothed in Jesus, because he did it on my behalf. He earned the Father's favor for me and gives it to me as a gift. So I can today be a recipient of God's favor, his grace, enjoy relationship. If that's you, if you've cried out to Jesus as a sinner, forgiveness, and received that gift, you're welcome to remember with us, take bread and juice, reflect on what Jesus did for you. If you haven't done that, I'd invite you, what better time than right now? Simply right here, right now, right where you're at, cry out to Jesus, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Because of what Jesus did, forgive my sins. Wash me clean. Make me new. Give me your Holy Spirit. Bring me into a relationship with you. It's that simple. Ask and you will receive forgiveness, salvation, every blessing that he has for you. We'll serve you if you're a believer. Take bread, juice. Reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together and remember what he did together. As you have received the gift of salvation, a gift you didn't deserve, you can't earn, you can't manufacture, I'd invite you, as we're recipients of God's grace, to just open your heart to receive his gift of empowerment to be a disciple who makes disciples, who proclaims his good news to the people around, who shares this greatest of all gift that we've been given. That's not something that is natural to any of us. It's a supernatural thing. It's a Holy Spirit empowered thing. So I'd invite, as we receive his grace through communion, let's open ourselves up to receive his grace to be the church that he's called us to be. Disciples who make disciples, who make disciples, who proclaim the greatness of Jesus throughout our community, throughout our workplace, friends, neighbors, family, to the nations. Jesus, thank you for giving yourself for us. And Lord Jesus, thank you that you laid down your life for others who don't yet know you, but you intend to bring them into relationship with you through us as your ambassadors. Lord, use us. Empower us. We can't do it. So we lean into you. We ask, would you fill us with your Spirit and use us to reach into the lives of others with the life-transforming good news that Jesus, you came to set the captives free. We here today are simply recipients of your grace. And we want you to fill us, empower us, and work through us to transform the world. So we receive a gift from your hand and say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us part of his new covenant community.